February 21st in our history. On this day in 1848, in the midst of revolutions gripping all of Europe, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels published the Communist Manifesto. If you haven't read it, you should. Still a worthy document to read. On this day in 1874, the Oakland Daily Tribune publishes the first edition. On this day in 1918, the last Carolina parakeet died in captivity in the Cincinnati Zoo. The skies were full of parakeets throughout Georgia and the Carolinas, but we wanted their feathers, and so they were wiped out. On this day in 1921, Reza Shah took control of Tehran, a successful coup pushed by the British and by the Americans secondarily to took over Iran in 1921. On this day in 1925, The New Yorker publishes his first issue, and in 1936 on this day, the great Barbara Jordan, who had become the first African-American woman elected to the House of Representatives, is born. On this day in 1958, you all know what the peace symbol is. You know that sign that just prongs the bottom in the circle you see people wear, you've seen everywhere. It was created on this day in 1958 by a man named Gerald Holtum. It was commissioned by the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament to protest against the atomic weapons research establishment in the world. It was done in Britain. On this day, that peace symbol was created in 1958. On this day in 1972, Richard Nixon visited the People's Republic of China and began the normalization of Chinese-American relations. On this day in 1973, Israeli aircraft over the Sinai Desert shoot down a Libyan Arab Airlines, its Flight 114, killing all 108 people aboard. On this day in 1975, former United States Attorney General John M. Mitchell, former White House aides H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman are all sentenced to prison for the Watergate scandal. On this day in 1987, African Americans revolted in Tampa, Florida, after a police officer killed an unarmed African American man. On this day in 2012, five members of the Russian feminist punk rock group called Pussy Riot performed inside the Moscow Cathedral of Christ the Savior. And they were arrested by church security officials, thrown out. That evening, they turned their performance into this music video called Punk Prayer, Mother of God, Chase Putin Away. The women said their protest was directed at the Orthodox church leaders' support for Putin during the election campaign, which they saw as authoritarian and taking over Russia without and kind of crushing democracy being built. The following month, three of these women were arrested and charged with hooliganism and held in custody until the trial began later that year in July, where they were convicted of hooliganism motivated by religious hatred, and each was sentenced to 2 years in prison. On this day in 1903, one of the great writers, French-American writers, Aeneas Nin, was born, as was William H. Auden, the great poet, in 1907. And in 1924, Robert Mugabe, the second president of Zimbabwe, still the president of Zimbabwe, he'll probably be there until he dies, was born on this day in 1924. On this day, the man who loved to have violent films made and was the epitome of that in 1960s culture, Sam Peckinpah, was born in 1925. Irmer Brombeck, the American columnist, was born here in 1927. And the great lady of song, who just knows how to talk to the heart and soul of people, the American soul of fighting for social justice, was born on this day. Of course, I'm talking about Nina Simone. Speaking of fighting for social justice, on this day, John Lewis was born, now a U.S. congressman, former head of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and happy birthday, John Lewis. On this day in 1943, David Geffen was born, who co-founded DreamWorks and Geffen Records. And this day in 1951, Vince Welnick was born. He is the keyboard player with the Grateful Dead. And on this day, Chuck Palahniuk was born in 1962, an author who was on the show several times. On this day in 1934, Augusto Cesar Sandino, the Nicaraguan rebel leader, was killed. He was one of the great American revolutionary leaders fighting the Americans in Nicaragua who were taking over his country. Isn't this day in 1965, another great American hero was assassinated, Malcolm X, who was murdered on this day in 1965. And we'll be hearing, looking back at Malcolm X later on in this program. And on this day in 1982, a man named Gershon Scholem passed away. If you don't know him, he's an interesting philosopher and historian. German-Israeli philosopher historian died on this day in 1982. And that's this day in history, February the 21st. And if you want to know more about this day in history, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org and see all the pieces we didn't have time to talk about.
no talking.